Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
In response to an investigation by the Food and Drug Administration into the arsenic content of rice and rice products, the American Academy of Pediatrics is offering guidance to families concerned about the impact of such exposure to their children's health. My guest is Dr. Clara Felice. She's a pediatric environmental health and food policy fellow in the American Academy of Pediatrics Department of Federal Affairs. Welcome to the show, Dr. Felice. Start with the initial investigation, what prompted it, and what can parents take from this?
Sure, Melanie. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show. As you mentioned, the Federal Food and Drug Administration was interested in arsenic levels in rice and rice products, and also recently, you may recall, in apple juice. Now, they have monitored levels of arsenic in these foods for a long time, for over two decades, but in recent years, there's been increasing concern that the levels may be higher than they thought they were. Now, fortunately, the Food and Drug Administration, related to rice, found that arsenic levels overall in over 1,300 sampled rice and rice products are relatively low. So this is good news for families and consumers.
Now, is the rice, the even if it's low levels, people hear the word, Dr. Felice, and they say, whoa, you know, is this something that washes off if you wash your rice before you make it?
So they're still studying exactly how to reduce arsenic content in rice. Now, one thing to know is that rice actually takes up arsenic from groundwater. So arsenic is something that exists naturally in the Earth's crust. It's found around the world. It's also been added to the Earth's crust over the years for pesticide uses and industrial uses that are no longer occurring, which is good news. So rice picks it up when it grows, and so does a lot of other plants and other things may be taking it up as well.
So it's not something that we can wash off.
So it is inside the product itself. For instance, the husk of brown rice is what picks up the arsenic most strongly. So you can't wash that off, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Now, parents feed rice typically as one of baby's first foods. Now, even in low levels, parents would worry about even minute amounts of something that they consider pretty poisonous in tiny baby food. So do you recommend that we don't use these little rice cereals, or that we don't worry about it, or that we do other foods instead?
So at this point, what we know is that there are very low levels in rice and rice products, including infant rice cereal. Fortunately, for years we've recognized that although traditionally parents feed rice cereal as the first food, it's not necessary that it has to be the first food, and that in general a balanced diet is best for everything from young children all the way through older children and adults.
Well, is there something we should do? I mean, is this just a lot of to do about nothing, and it's been there for years and nobody really needs to worry about it?
We suspect that it probably has been there for years. And the FDA, as I mentioned, has been testing rice products for years and has found that there have been low levels. Now, it is important to note that they are continuing to study this issue. And the next step is really to determine over the course of a lifetime if you consume a lot of rice, if that has long-term health effects. And we don't know the results of that study yet.
And so, okay, is it rice from a particular area, or is it really just all rice? I mean, some rice, you know, you get from other countries. Some rice is Asian. Some is wild rice. There's all kinds of rice we might be, you know, people are into grains now, Dr. Felice. They're trying to give their kids more fiber. They're trying brown rices and wild rices and all these different ones. Is it all kind of across the board the same?
Well, what we know about the most about right now is the rice products. We don't know as much about the other grains, and that may be something down the line that the FDA and others will look at. Unfortunately, they weren't able to identify specific areas that rice had less or more arsenic. We get a lot of questions from families and patients that are interested in the answer to that question. And unfortunately, at this point, we just don't know enough to say that some areas are safer than others. I am glad, though, Melanie, that you mentioned a variety of other grains. There are a lot of health benefits to a number of whole grains across the board, and it's important to introduce a variety to your family.
Well, and you know, getting kids to like the nutty flavor, you know, the unusual texture of some of the other rices is kind of fun, because then it opens them up to new things rather than just a plain white or even brown rice. Now, you also mentioned juice, and, you know, a lot of families give their kids juice, even though the American Academy of Pediatrics really recommends not much juice in a child's diet. It's very high in sugar and doesn't offer that much. A glass of orange juice for breakfast, you know, would seem to be okay. But what about juice? Are we looking, what, at apple juice? Stuff like that?
Definitely. So apple juice is the one that really came into the news a couple of years ago. And some may recall that Dr. Oz was interested in it, and the FDA was interested in it as well. And similarly, the FDA did a kind of an amplified study on apple juice and found that apple juice levels are, by and large, very, very low of arsenic. There were a few instances where they found slightly higher levels, and so they actually decided to put a limit on apple juice of 10 parts per billion of arsenic, and that's the same level that is already in place for drinking water around the country.
Now, apple juice comes from apples.
It does.
So do we worry that the apples are grown and that the tree is absorbing this from the roots? I mean, is that kind of what's going on?
That's the same idea. Just as with rice, the arsenic is in the earth's crust. It gets into groundwater and it's taken up by plants.
So really, now, a lot more things than we even might realize, Dr. Felice, have this. And basically, you know, parents can worry about, we have so many things to worry about as parents.
Yes, I think that's a lot of people's concern. And I think the best advice that we can provide, and it's advice that we've been providing for years, is to, you know, continue to pursue that balanced diet that has fruits and vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy. And also regarding juice, I'm glad you mentioned as well that juice is absolutely not a necessary component of any child's diet. So for other reasons than arsenic, for the risk of obesity and of cavities, we've been recommending for years that apple juice is limited in children's diets to 4 to 6 ounces per day for children up to 6 years of age, so between 1 and 6 years, and then 8 to 12 ounces per day of children for children 7 to 18 years of age.
Well, I always like to recommend that people try water first, and if that doesn't satisfy your child, maybe you can pour a little bit of that apple juice into some water, and so that it's just a tiny, but you know, really that really overly sweetened apple juice is just nauseating anyway.
That's a great tip.
You know, I mean, and so many of the juices are like that now, grape juice and apple juice, and they're all just so sweet.
Yes, it's so true, and children get used to that level of sweetness, and then they begin to expect it in all of their fruits, including drinks and foods in schools and other places, so it's definitely not a necessity to give your child juice.
So for people really concerned, we have about a minute left, Dr. Felice. In the rice, and they're feeding baby first food, rice cereal. Maybe they're, you know, even adding in some other things, making their own first foods, avocados, smashed bananas, you know, all these fun things you can do with little babies. Should we steer clear of the rice cereal or try something else? Give us your really, truly best advice about this arsenic and get rid of the scare just once and for all.
Absolutely. So I think, like I mentioned, the best approach is to really use a balanced diet and offer your child a balanced diet, even from the infant's first food. So you may consider starting with rice cereal, and it's important to then transition to a variety of other foods, bananas, avocados, other things. It is important to note that each food should be introduced at least 2 to 3 days between introducing another one to allow parents to monitor for allergic reactions or other adverse effects.
Well, and then that's great advice, because, you know, you really want to give it that time when you're introducing the new food. And as for the arsenic listeners, what she's saying is that the parts are so small. This is a naturally occurring thing. We have enough to worry about as parents. This is not something else that we need to worry about now. You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics is on the case, and they're not going to let you down. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD, and stay well.